We're all in this together. Yeah, I know all about it. In the middle of our Zoom writers group meeting the other night, my friend Kate told us she and her 14-year-old daughter were walking on the beach when two people passed, easily socially distanced, and said, "Where are your masks?" Kate said, "We don't need them. We're outside." The woman said, "No, you're supposed to be wearing masks at all times, government orders." And Kate said, "You know what you're doing? You're shaming me, and I don't appreciate it." The woman said shaming was not her intention, saving lives was. I was shocked, because my experience has been that people have been going out of their way to be even kinder. Kate said, "Well, as far as I'm concerned, this COVID shaming is going to grow." There were five writers in the room, and when five writers hear a brand new phrase they've never heard before, and it's a good one, we collectively light up. "Ooh, COVID shaming," we all agreed, nailed something that felt visceral, and so now. The next day, my husband and I drove in our little Miata convertible with the top down to a farm stand. No one was there when we pulled in, but just as we were about to get out of the car, someone else drove in. We decided, even though we had gotten there first, to just let them shop, and we would wait till they were gone. As they were leaving, the driver looked over and snapped, "You two should be wearing masks." They drove off, and at the exact same millisecond, my husband and I looked at each other and said, in unison, "COVID shaming." The thing is, I know we weren't doing anything wrong, but the words hit their mark, because I did feel ashamed. There has to be a better way to let people know you think that what they're doing is wrong. Then I remembered a story about the Bamemba tribe in South Africa. When a person in the community acts irresponsibly or unjustly, he is placed in the center of the village alone. Every man, woman, and child gather in a large circle around the accused. Then, one at a time, each member speaks to the person, recalling in detail something he has done that was good. The circle breaks and a joyous celebration takes place, and the person is symbolically and literally welcomed back into the tribe. Of course I wear one in the grocery store, and of course I wear it in line at the fish market. I wear it anywhere there are people, and I'm not able to be 6 feet away. But I don't want to wear it when I'm walking on a trail where if I do see someone, I pull over way away from the other walker. At least that was my approach until my friend Jane came over yesterday with handmade masks for my husband and me. I told her thank you, but I think wearing it outdoors is ridiculous. I don't really want this to be about who's right and who's wrong. I want it to be more about how we navigate these new waters with some old-fashioned manners. She said, exactly. The old-fashioned manners are, I am doing this for you. She got me. I am doing this for you is really the only good reason to wear a mask outdoors, to help dismantle the anxiety people are feeling. All of a sudden, we are all in this together, took on new meaning. Why it took me so long to get it, I'll never know. But we are all in this together really says, because if we're not, the isolation becomes another kind of virus.